Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? Example, I would have to let go being someone who needs to know and be in control of her life experience. RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini, this is Justin calling.
Hey, Justin.
How's it going?
Good, you?
I'm doing well.
All right, what are you seeing?
Yeah, so for what I'm seeing is, well, throughout the year long, one of the sub-personalities of ego that's been revealed is the need to control. So control what's going on. And then with yesterday's assignment, what I was seeing that's operating underneath all that, or what I would need to let go of, is the idea of making life happen. So it feels like a big one, doesn't it?
Oh, it's huge. It is huge, Justin. It is a kind of if it's not the foundation assumption, then it's really, really down there close to the foundation.
Yeah, it feels like it seems like the separation from life is really what's being pointed at there. And underneath all that, it seems like there's a process of I'm inadequate to life, or I by myself am not, I don't know, like I'm just separate from life, and I need to make it happen, right? I need to go,
right.
And that's all coming from, obviously, conditioning and ego.
Yeah, so the ego belief, and people will just, you know, just say it right out loud. You know, without ego, how would anything happen? How would anything
right.
get done? if it weren't that, and of course, some people go so far as to believe that it's self-hatred that makes it happen. Otherwise, I would just lie on the couch all day long. I would never get up and do anything if I didn't have a hateful voice in my head prodding me.
Right.
So the whole thing is very, very sad and funny. Okay, sad and funny, because actually what we're seeing is ego doesn't do anything except get in the way.
Mhm. Mhm.
So this little story that I don't think you've been around long enough to hear, but I spent my adult life building stuff. And at one point I had a business partner who would do something like, you know, we'd be in a tight situation and she'd drop a hammer on me or, you know, that sort of thing. And she would say, "Oh, here, let me help." And it was such a perfect expression of that. That, I mean, that's ego's
uh-huh.
role. Come in and drop the hammer on you as a way of making your life work. It's just,
Right. And then it would tell us that we need to go to it for a solution.
That's right.
Which is
that's
just
exactly right.
The double whammy. And then the suffering gets perpetuated forever, essentially, if you're in that loop or that
yes.
cycle, right?
That's right. And so, of course, with practice, what we're learning to do is not do, and that doesn't
right.
that doesn't equate to sitting on the couch. That means realizing that actually, the ego is not doing anything. Intelligence is operating, life force is operating, and of course, the big awareness that we all eventually get to with that is. When life ends, when life stops doing,
mm-hmm.
we no longer exist.
When life stops doing, we no longer exist.
Yes, because life is actually doing everything. Life is putting air in your lungs and pumping blood through your body and enabling you to get up and walk around and to know what to how to act in certain situations. It's doing everything. And as before, ego is coming in afterwards to say, "Oh, I know that. I did that. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought of that. Yeah, that was my idea."
Right, just on the heels of life, right, using life's content to shift it. But we're here to pay attention and focus the attention to life. And I've been looking at that process and doing it, and it, or, you know, doing the best I can with it. And it seems like life is always providing if you can pay close enough attention, right?
That's exactly it. Providing, Justin, and guiding, right? So people will say, oh, well, I made a mistake. No.
Right.
I saw an aspect of ego that I hadn't seen before. That's not a mistake.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, always fun to start the mornings like this.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, take it easy.
Care. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Justin.
Oh, Ashwini. Ashwini, yes. I love that expression. Take it easy. That's exactly it, right?
Yeah.
Take it easy. Relax.
Yeah.
Let life be. Yeah. Mm. What were you
going to
say?
Well, what was dropping in when in that conversation is how much the ego process is to attribute to itself what life is.
Yes.
And that is the confusion, right? That life is evolving and ego comes in and owns that. That ownership process of I did that is how the illusion is created of agency.
That's right. That's right. And the thing that it doesn't attribute is what it does.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So if something, then ego does something, then it's my fault. You know, well, I screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all it does is, yes, as you say, it takes responsibility for everything life does well and then blames the human being for everything it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What a scam.
Indeed. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dan. What are you seeing?
Hey. So the aspect I have to give up is there is a very addictive hit when I am right. There's this kind of, oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I did it right.
Everybody needs to know. Everybody needs
to know. Well, you know, it's funny. I don't advertise it that much, but there's this kind of ego pat on the back for me, like, I did it right. Yeah, I'm okay. But now that you say that, now that I look at it more, it has been funny. When I presented stuff at work, and this is, you know, I killed myself. I worked it out. This is the right solution. And the senior people are kind of like, huh, okay, I guess we could do that. I'm like, you know, I'm left hanging. Like,
what?
No, this is
that
right.
We're brilliant. What is people?
So, yes, okay. Yeah, that did hit home.
Yes. And, of course, again, as we were just talking about with Justin, if the senior people go, that is a really bad idea, Dan. We're not going to do that. That is crazy. Then ego is just all over you for how could you have thought that? Why did you say that? What is the matter with you? You're going to be fired.
Yeah, you know, it's actually switched over to raging at them. Why can't they see my brilliance? Gordon, you know, they're just not acknowledging it to make my life hard or something. Yeah, there's a whole ego spiel there. So I can go into resentment. That's the, but yeah, that's one half. You know, there's both sides of the duality. There's the victim side, which is what you were just describing. I think the, oh my God, I totally messed up. I'm going to get fired. The when my boss says, I need to talk to you.
Because they're idiots. I'm going to be fired because they're idiots.
Well, and then there's the rage side, which is they're wrong because, you know, I'm right and they're wrong. Versus they're right and I'm wrong. It's happy to go either way.
Oh, it is so flexible. ego is the ultimate in flexibility. Wherever the suffering will happen, it's happy to go there.
Yeah, and you know, that's the, I'm just filled with gratitude right now, the real gift of awareness, because then you see it switch and you catch on.
Yes, yes. With what we're looking at this morning, We have an increasing sense that actually the brilliance belongs to the intelligence animating me.
Oh, yeah. As you guys were talking about that, I was just kind of focusing on my breath, and I'm like, I don't even know how I'm breathing. Can you imagine taking credit for a gazillion cells all working and your bones growing? And I mean, watching the baby grow in my spouse, it was just like, we're not doing anything. We're here to do the least amount of damage.
That's exactly right, which is really true, Dan. Our biggest focus is getting ego out of the way of life.
That's a better way to put it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, well, thank you
so
for that. That's good
and
to see.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. So happy.
Thanks, Ben. I just love that concrete reframing that you offered several times in that conversation, right, Cherry? That it's not that I'm here, because it reinforces that sense of agency if I say I'm here to do the least damage, but my job mm-hmm. here is to make sure that ego does the least damage.
Yeah.
Or that life is allowed to do what life does, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
the ability to switch from I need to be right to I give credit, that is, I appreciate, and, you know, the merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings.
Yeah.
There's a way in which we keep, with the awareness of how ego works, the ability to reframe it gives us an experience of life that reinforces how life is, not how life is not. And so to pay attention to how we use words, that's very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And the way you just laid it out, it just leaves us in thank you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but just in awe, mm-hmm. in awe. As Dan was indicating, you know, you watch a baby in the process of coming into existence, and how can any response be other than awe?
Mm, yeah, right? Yeah. I often touch my pulse just to see, you know, wow, there's a life force beating here. It's such a concrete. Reminder or directing the attention to what is true.
What a great practice, Ashwini. So you did the three pats on the top of the head when we stand up in the morning, you know, touch your pulse and say thank you. Touch your pulse, realize I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh my gosh. I've just kind of given up on getting on live. This is Debbie from Minnesota.
This is who?
Debbie from Minnesota.
Debbie! Of course
yes.
it's you. I say this, and I think people probably roll their eyes, but it's really true that I was thinking about you this morning and wondering if you were in the year-long retreat. Now, in terms of giving up getting on, keep in mind, we're only, what, 2 weeks into this?
No, but I've been on like almost every single day in the queue.
Wow!
And maybe
not alone, may I say.
Yeah.
You have
of
not.
Course.
Yes, very good. Well, it's lovely to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, what's going on content wise is we just started homeschooling yesterday, and a lot of my work has gone virtual. And with regard to the prompt, what I have to give up is control. I really mm-hmm. likes to know I'm going in the right direction, the quote-unquote right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I resonated a lot
mm-hmm.
with Friday's call and is very uncomfortable with mess. And so, like, being in this situation now with a daughter who's, you know, got explosive creative energy and wants to, you know, run 1,000 miles an hour right away, and I want to clamp down and you know, here's the schedule and all, you know, assert
mm-hmm.
control. And it's the same thing
mm-hmm.
as my yoga practice. You know, there's the controls practice, which my mind knows is a good thing, versus letting go and doing what I've described to you before is what I call spontaneous yoga. And so, consistently, like, I have to give up letting go of control of very established routines and comfortable ways of being, I think.
Yes. Comfortable for ego, right? I mean, that's what you're seeing.
Yes.
So with the yoga, we can see that either ego is doing yoga or life's doing yoga.
Yeah.
And which fits in perfectly with that getting out of the way, right? Because what ego wants to do is control us so that we never get any new information.
Exactly. That's exactly
yeah.
it. That's exactly mm-hmm. it. I can do the same routine every single day. That's
yeah. it. And so life, of course, wants us to grow and expand into our full potential, which is life, right? And so you can see ego struggle, right? And a little ego trying to get and maintain control over life, you can kind of feel sorry for it. We can feel sorry for it if it didn't make the human being so unutterably miserable.
Right. And everyone around that being.
That's the bad news too, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, Debbie, when you say that, for all of us to consider, so, you know, there you are, and you're aware of how happy ego is when it can, in quotes, be in control of everything. So it can be comforting to realize, again, you're not alone in that. So I may have a very different way of that process presenting. So the ego control that might exist in me is I can't stand how you are when you are out of control. Well, it doesn't look like I have any control issues, right? Because I'm fine except for you. When I bring that back, I realize if I didn't have these issues, how she is wouldn't be bothering me.
Right.
And you can really see that with your daughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the same process is going on with all of us. So I've worked out my way of being, and if I don't have to deal with you, I'm fine.
Right.
Which becomes an opportunity to see. So this guy went, is kind of famous for saying he's a physical guru, right? And he says, if somebody's conditioning throws you into your conditioning, their conditioning is not the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a practice question, but shall I just call in another time?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, the practice question was to do with that, like, so if I've come from this sort of background with the spontaneous yoga, then what if I, like, what I've been doing most recently is turning my timer to half an hour, lying on my back, and at some point during that half an hour, I come up to sit in a chair. But for part of it, I'm on my back in the way that was more familiar to me, and it's far less gymnastic. It's pretty still. Pretty much still with some hand movement. Should that be something separate from the half an hour sit time? Like, what's your guidance with that?
Well, the guidance is the same thing that you have brought up, right?
Yeah.
What you're looking at is what I do something I do because it makes ego more comfortable? If I don't do it and I hit a bunch of resistance, I can know I was only doing that because it was making ego comfortable. So without making it a contest, we are constantly seeing where ego is pitching a fit and going in that direction. We go in that direction from a place of interest and curiosity and that sort of thing. But we do have to confront what ego is attempting to do to control us. Otherwise, we will continue to be controlled by ego.
Okay, so just keep exploring is what you're saying.
Yep. So, you know, you need to blah, blah, blah. Well, what if I don't? What if I don't do that? Okay, is it a, okay,
great.
And I can happily go off in that direction, then great, no problem. I'll see what I see. But if suddenly there's a storm of resistance, then I can, okay, now I need to go in that direction because there's a lot of information for me in that direction.
Right.
And what we're doing is learning to play with practice.
Yeah.
Not get it right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sherry.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Rukmini.
Thanks,
yeah,
Debbie.
Go happy.
I love that, Sherry. We're learning to play with practice, not try to get it right. And that there's that structure that, or rather a process that unfolds, right, that I have to encounter it. I have to explore it. And then I have to let go of it. And then I'm truly free. Because if I if I don't go through all of those steps, it still has me.
Yes. And
if
the
I
have
to...
go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. It was an adjacent
The have to let go of it, you know, is something that ego could grab onto. But to have to let go of it, it has a take it easy element to it.
Yes.
You know, when I'm completely finished with everything there is to see about it, whatever that is, it's just going to fall away.
Mm-hmm. So a better phrasing would be, I choose to practice with it till it lets go of me.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. They're here.
We were doing so well.
No, they're, I think they're live. Hello?
Oh, well. I'm going to try. Is this me? Unmuted, Barbara?
Yeah, there you are.
Okay.
Good.
Hello. I didn't really hear the unmuted indication. So this is Barbara from Chicago.
Hello.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, it's kind of another flavor of needing to be in control, and it for me, it's I have to be ready. And what I've been seeing is that if ego has its way, and it often does, that I'll spend every moment getting ready for the next one. And
yes, and Barbara, if I can stop you right there, please.
Sure. Yeah.
Because what you're pointing at is huge. That process actually keeps you in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Which is what you're seeing. It purports to be preparing you for the future, but your eyes are squarely on the past, on everything that you have known previously that might apply to a future moment. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, well,
that's great.
So I see that's taking so at the beginning of this pandemic, I lost all my work and I immediately felt this profound sense of possibility and space, and I just wanted to practice waiting. And and then all this urgency flooded in, like, oh my God, what am I going to do and how am I going to work? And so I've been kind of struggling with that balance of doing, you know, creating work, which has just pushed me into this virtual world, which is all new, and really waiting, which is what I long to do. It touches me to that place, which only practice has, of having everything I've ever wanted right here.
Yeah, exactly. And no wonder ego is freaking out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's hysterical.
It's lost
its whole deal. So you know, we think we are in a process of adjustment. Mm. Ooh, nothing compared to what ego is going through.
Yeah. Yeah. So I see that I want to let go of this need to be ready or to prepare in every moment, but then I also, what drops in immediately is, isn't it a good thing to prepare, and how do I balance preparation?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. Isn't that reassuring? So it's not. And here's why it's not, Barbara. Because all that process is doing, as we said, is keeping your attention on the past, as mm-hmm. ego tries to imagine what the future is going to hold. Well, we are all living in a reality that ego cannot imagine what the future is going to hold. We've mm-hmm. all had all the proof we need that that is the case.
Yes.
And so what we're learning to do is look to the intelligence that animates. That's life. Life is always prepared for life.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, right? So there you are, and you're looking to and listening to the moment unfolding. Mm-hmm. And you're being guided all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what that ego process is keeping us from realizing, that you're mm-hmm. being guided in little tiny things about doing the dishes, okay? not even guided, because that implies a separation that's not there. We're being lived perfectly in every moment. Again, when you're not there and ego comes up and sticks a foot in the works, then you're going to see that. And ego is going to jump in immediately to say, see, you weren't prepared. You didn't know. You weren't. But what you got in that moment is the process that ego uses to control you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're here to see.
I hold on me. I can feel the resistance to. I can feel the resistance. Just, but I.
Yeah,
I can,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Barbara. As we learn, right?
<Yeah.
laughs> So you know, we just relax into it. Okay. Well, there's resistance. What is there to accept? The resistance.
Right,
which
right.
really puts you in a position to see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, I can see that possibility here.
So we don't want to resist the resistance.
Right, right.
We don't want to think resistance is wrong. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong. It's ego.
Mm. Yeah, just don't energize the fighting.
That's right. Don't fight with it. Don't fight with it. Go do something that you will enjoy, something that brings you to the moment.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank
or
you.
A better way probably to say it is, here we are.
Here we are.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being lived.
All right.
Thank
Being
you.
Being lived.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Creatively. Yeah, very important aspect of it.
Mm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Barbara. Sherry, we have about 2 minutes. Shall I try for another caller, or shall we just...
Maybe we should just get the assignment. I I don't know. I mean, it's not like people are rushing off to work in most cases, so...
All right, let's bring
do
someone
it.
On and see if we
let's
can
get crazy.
A short conversation. Here we go. Next call,
yeah.
We're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Well, aloha, Laura. What are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is everything that everyone else has been seeing. And what I need to let go of is... the presentation or the idea that I'm a person who gets things done. And so concomitant with that is what my mom used to say, if you want something done right, do it yourself.
Ooh, I grew up in your family. That's right. Yeah. That's just true, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh. So you are in that essential movement from doing to being.
Yes.
Right? It brings together all of the things we've talked about this morning. So there's life being, life's living Laura, and Laura is, we'll say, engaged in all of the things that Laura is engaged in as life lives Laura perfectly. And the ego says, I did that, I did that, I did that, I did that, I did that right, I did that really well, I did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't do that well, Laura. You really screwed that up. Yeah?
Yes.
And that's really what we're getting to see, which is just the biggest of all spiritual opportunities and clarity to keep coming back to, again, I've restrained myself from saying this all through this, but saying that I love so much, no deed there is, no doer thereof.
Uh-huh.
That's what that's pointing us to. Nothing is being done. Everything is being beed. Okay? And there's nobody doing anything. Being is being. And it's being us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which is the perfect opening to what now?
It's precisely. Precisely. Yeah, I don't know what book it's in, but the little person with the hands up, hello, life, I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What now? What now? Ready. Here, ready. Because apparently, we don't know this, but apparently life is well served by two hands and two feet, a body that moves around and can perform functions.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we've got, so we can only guess that in life's view, that's a good thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's useful. Comes in handy.
Yes, precisely. Yeah, which, again, is the quote that I butcher the worst, probably. The same eyes with which I see God, God sees me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here we are, not just doing God's bidding, but perhaps we could say being God.
Uh-huh. Or that Leonard Cohen quote, if we don't become the ocean, we'll be seasick every day.
Exactly. What a perfect image of ego resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the solution. Right? Just let go into the ocean. And which for ego, you know, at that point, ego is screaming, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. But the magic of that is we always have been the ocean. And so letting go into what we are is never dangerous. Trying to live with ego what we are not is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no fun.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Mahalo. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Go happy.
Laura, will you mute yourself while I read the assignment? Thank you. Our assignment for today, Sherry. The karmic mm-hmm. conversation holds the key. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. Assignment. What is revealed to you through the karmic conversation? RL, what you see. Example, the conversation says I need information to be in well-being. It has me focused on not being okay and prevents me from realizing that I'm already okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm. Mm. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, Ashwini. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.